This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the news and cues you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, let's quickly recap what took place yesterday. Well, it seems as though the Indian market sensed a little bit of stability with regards to the COVID-19 variant concerns easing yesterday itself, because we saw the Sensex and the Nifty close with minor gains led by Reliance, Kotak and IT stocks. The Nifty gained around 27 odd points. The Nifty Bank and the Midcap Index, however, underperformed. Flow picture still remained weak from the FII stable, so they net sold around 3,300 crores plus, and this is after selling 5,700 crores plus on Friday's trading session. DIIs, however, were strong buyers, so they bought around 4,600 crores plus on the 29th of November, which is yesterday's trading session, after buying close to around 2,300 crores on Friday's session. Well, overall, the markets have bounced back as fears have eased with regards to the new COVID-19 variant. So the US market saw a comeback. Asia is largely higher because the Chinese November factory data is better than expectations, SGX indicating a positive start as well. A couple of other cues to watch out for. The Star Health IPO opens today. It is a Rakesh Jhunjhunwala-backed company. We have Go Fashions, which will be listing as well. And we have the Q2 GDP numbers, which will come out post-markets. Estimates are it should probably come in at around 8.1% versus 20.1% on a Q-on-Q basis and versus a decline of 7.4% on a year-on-year basis. Well, those are a couple of cues you need to watch out for. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.